Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Weights this week at 274.50, and that's right about where the National Feeder Cattle Index is right now. On the heifer side, had a load of light five weights at Tyna Livestock Market, 329.75, the average statewide at 319. And then a load of light seven weights at Lolly Brothers, heifers, 270.25, the average on those at 263.
He tells Brownfield there's been a little increase in concern about where the market is headed.
There is definitely valid concerns for, I guess you could call them those black swans that are outside of the fundamental supply and demand issues, you know, but all in all, the markets, they've done really good at the barns holding the market together for producers.
And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady to weak and feeder pigs were $6 higher. The USDA says demand was steady for moderate offerings. The weighted average for early wean pigs was 78.01, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs is $112.33. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro. Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Department of Energy paused its mass firings at the National Nuclear Security Administration that keeps watch over the nation's nuclear weapons.
The Department of Energy called people back, say that this was a mistake, or at least try to reverse course, because there were real questions that this could have impacted whether the agency could continue with all of its functions. And they don't have the same level of civil service protection, so it was easier to terminate them from their positions. And this is a part of the Trump administration making good on a promise to try to shrink the size of the federal government.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. A second federal judge, this one in Seattle, has paused President Trump's order halting federal support for gender-affirming care for trans individuals under age 19. The Justice Department formally asked a federal court to dismiss the corruption case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a move that was expected after at least seven career prosecutors in New York and D.C. resigned in protest. This is ABC News. The spiritual leader of the world's Roman Catholics is hospitalized.
Pope Francis admitted to the Gemelli Hospital in Rome on Friday for bronchitis treatment. He was diagnosed with the illness a week ago and has been struggling to speak for long periods of time, but has been keeping a busy schedule of meetings and events. The 88-year-old will also be undergoing tests at the hospital. According to the Vatican, he's had to cancel all his scheduled events for the next 3 days.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered the transfer of federal inmate George John Hansen into Oklahoma so the state can execute him for the 1999 abduction and murder of a 77-year-old woman in Tulsa. Johnson had been doing life in federal prison on numerous convictions predating his homicide conviction in Oklahoma. In a memo to the Bureau of Prisons, Bondi writes the Department of Justice owes it to the victim and her family to send Johnson to Oklahoma so he can be put to death. Bondi calls it a just sentence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Thank you. hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. Get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like some more snow on the way for today and tonight as low pressure swirls by south of Wisconsin. Could be a couple inches in spots, so please travel carefully. Those roads could be slushy and greasy at times. Some colder air will start pouring in by tomorrow on some gusty north and northwest winds, and that cold air will be at its peak around Monday and Tuesday, with dangerous wind chills in the overnight and early mornings, could be around 30 below zero, so be prepared for that. We'll likely have some cold weather advisories in place by that point. After we get through this weekend, though, it looks pretty dry with high pressure in control. All the active weather pretty much going south of us at that point. We do see a little bit of warming toward the very end of next week. Temperatures could inch back up into the 20s at least, so that will feel better. Otherwise, for today, a winter weather advisory in effect through 6 p.m. We have cloudy skies with occasional light snow, 1 to 3 inches possible throughout the region. High temperature about 30, northeast wind up to 10. Breezy and cool tonight with scattered light snow or flurries, low 15. North to northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and blustery. A few light snow showers are possible in the morning. High close to 20. Northwest wind 12 to 25. On Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, and very cold. Low 6 below zero with a high of 6. Tuesday, dangerous wind chills early, otherwise plenty of sun. Low 13 below with a high near 8. Wednesday, bright but very chilly. Low 7 below, high of 12. And Thursday, not quite as cold with mixed skies, small chance of flurries, low 4 below with a high of 18. And Friday, partly cloudy, some additional warming, high up to 23. Travel carefully today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently at 18 degrees, that following our low so far of 17 and the high yesterday, 21. A little over 2 inches of snow yesterday. It took a pause, then started snowing again during the overnight. So we're up to about 4 inches, a little over 4 inches so far for the storm total. The record high in 1921 was 63, the record low 18 below from 1963. 1 year ago, 38 was the high, 25 the low. Sunrise this morning at 7 a.m., sunset today 5:32, and sunrise tomorrow morning in the 6 o'clock hour, 6:59 tomorrow. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.89. We have an east-southeast wind at 2, and as mentioned, a little over 2 inches of snow since midnight, giving us a total of a little over 4 inches for the storm so far, and we're at 18 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
It's time to take a look at sports on WRCO-FM, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more, Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hasp. Well, despite the weather last night, a lot of high school basketball games were played. A lot of them were moved up to an earlier start time, including our featured broadcast of Waseca Steuben at Ithaca.
The Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a win, 67-52 over Waseca Steuben in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Played at Ithaca on the night. The Bulldogs jumped to a 34-22 halftime lead. The Hornets got it to within 10 early in the third quarter, but Ithaca went up by 22 eventually and wound up winning it by 15 in the end. Very good balanced attack for Coach Aaron Hipsch's team. Devin Iam had 16 to lead the pack. Also 11 for Wes Nelson. 10 points each for Cody Burns and Sammy Clary. 9 for Casey Pomering. 6 points scored by Keegan Jones, 3 for Dante Kleinsaucer, and Ethan Burkram has 2. Leading the way for Waseca Steuben, we need to say congratulations to Cooper Lummis. As a junior, he has gone over 1,000 points in his high school basketball career. He went over that point when he got to point number 13 on the night at Ithaca with a jump shot in the lane. So the game was stopped, and he was congratulated. Lewis with 21, 10 points for Julius Cooley, 8 by Brett Wagner. From there, 5 points for Josh Martin, 4 for Theodore Millen, and 2 each for Francisco Riorda and Nolan Reed Mulliken. The Hornets are 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They make 3 threes. The Bulldogs, 2 of 5 from the line. They make a total of 5 three-pointers. The JV game wound up in a tie at 43. They ended it after the regulation because they wanted to get the varsity game going on a wintry night. The next action for the Bulldog boys coming up on Monday. They will be at Cashton. Waseca Steuben will take on Lancaster at home on Tuesday night. Once again, the varsity final, Ithaca 67, Waseca Steuben 52. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys' games from last night. It was Iowa Grant over Prairie du Chien, 71-58. Hillsboro, a big win over Nisida, 59-16. Bangor, 77. Waniwak Center, 53. Royal over Brookwood, 81-30. Westfield survived Portage, 67-64. And the shootout of the night, Sparta, 95. Toma, 93. Some postponed games from last night. Kickapoo versus Seneca will be played February 17th. North Crawford against Weston, no makeup date as of yet. Girls finals, Platteville with a huge win over Richland Center, 79-22 in conference play. It was Riverdale 53, Boscobel 50. Iowa Grant a 50 40 win over Fenimore. A win for Wazika Steuben over Potosi Cassville, 78-58. Argyle Pecatonica, 77. Belmont, 73. Benton over Judah, 64-55. Westfield, 54. Mauston, 33. Wisconsin Dells, 74-17 over Adams Friendship. Baraboo and Sauk Prairie did battle. Sauk Prairie picked up the 43-36 win. Edgewood, 84. Portage, 31. Sparta, 70. Toma, 59. And one postponement from last night, Barneveld versus Highland. No makeup date yet.
WIAA Boys and Girls Wrestling will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports will have reports and play-by-play Saturday, beginning at 10 o'clock from the Richland Center Division II, Dodgeville Division II, and Mineral Point Division III Regionals. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join Bill Twining, David Wermond, Kirk Layer, Pat Mahoney, and me as we do our best to cover all of the wrestlers in Southwest Wisconsin and bring it your way on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The WRCO-FM listening area is still under a winter weather advisory that runs through 6 p.m. tonight. That, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy, a bit warmer, occasional light snow, maybe another 1 to 3 inches today with a high temperature near 30. Tonight, breezy and cool. Scattered light snow showers or flurries with a low near 15. Mostly cloudy and blustery on Sunday. Some light snow showers in the morning, a high of 20. The outlook for Sunday night, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold, a low of 6 below. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, very cold, a high temperature just at 6. Monday night into Tuesday, we're looking for a low of 13 below. Dangerous wind chills in the morning, plenty of sunshine with a high of 8. Tuesday into Wednesday, a low of 7 below. Wednesday, bright but brisk with a high of 12. And Thursday, we warm up, not quite as cold, with a high of 18 degrees.
This weekend, enjoy 25% off all Bog bags at Court & Main. With so many different colors to choose from and two different sizes, they are the perfect bag for beach days, snacks, running errands, or just need the perfect stylish tote. We've got it. Hurry in. This sale ends Saturday, February 15th. We are open from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 12 on Saturdays at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
There goes my heart again. Here comes the hurt back in. You think I've learned by now to let you go. With just one look from you, my heart starts beating blue. Just when it's on the mend, there goes my heart again.
WRCO-FM is proud to announce the winner of the Added Touch Floral Valentine's Day giveaway on the radio. Congratulations to Ellen Dietz of Richland Center.
From February 17th through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment with Krause Monument at 608-647-8314.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
We salute the multi-generational farms where knowledge and traditions are passed down from one generation to the next. These farms embody a legacy of dedication and perseverance, preserving the agricultural way of life and fostering a deep connection to the land. This salute to agriculture is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. And Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working.
The Ithaca Lions annual 8-pin tap is back. Join the fun this Sunday, February 16th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Choose from two shifts at 11 o'clock a.m. and 2 o'clock p.m. Entry fee is just $15, and there will be a raffle, door prizes throughout the day, as well as a bake sale. Best of all, this event is open to all ages. Advanced sign-up is available by calling the Phoenix Center at 608-649-7469. Don't miss out on a great time. See you at the annual Ithaca Lions 8-Pin Tap this Sunday.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
If you're looking for a fun and unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day, join Tiny Acres Farms at Jet's Feed Seed and Such Saturday, February 15th from 10 a.m. until noon for the Kissing Booth Fundraiser. Get a smooch from the adorable farm animals for just $5, and don't forget to bring your camera. All proceeds go back into community education programs. Spread the love, make memories, and support a great cause. Saturday, February 15th from 10 until noon only at Jet's Feed Seed and Such.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
She hasn't done a thing that really has to mean she's going anywhere. Haven't seen it showing in her eyes, but I swear it must be there. I don't know why I feel it so strong, but I feel it just the same. I can't
can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain. She should win an Oscar if she's lying when she says that nothing's changed. I can't see a single storm cloud in the sky, but I sure can smell the rain.
That's Black Hawk. I'm not sure about the rain, but if you can smell the rain, you can probably smell the snow this morning as well. Plus, we moved down to 17 degrees on the works floor and home thermometer so far in the morning low. And we have our first weather-related announcement into the studio. This is a community announcement. ET Foods will be closed all day today simply for safety reasons. Going to keep everybody safe today. We have a news update coming your way in 3 minutes. Right now, it's Tom T. Hall.
Ravishing Ruby, she's been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child. Born in the back of a rig somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say. Just like her daddy said, said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free. And all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Solemn vow, waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling by. And she wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk out back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby
ain't got time for guys like me and you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 6:30 and 17 degrees with light snow falling. This news update is brought to you by Computer Connections, Why Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. We're up to about 4.25 inches of snow total during the storm system, a little over 2 inches yesterday, a little over 2 inches since the midnight mark as well, and snow continuing to fall. There's a winter weather advisory until 6 o'clock tonight.
Why Connect Wireless is a local brand you trust for unbeatable reliability and value. Bring your favorite phone and number with you and enjoy seamless coverage on the nation's largest and most reliable network. Get the speeds you need without the big carrier hassles. Backed by a local team that's always here for you. With Why Connect Wireless, you get the 5G network you deserve. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Local, reliable, connected.
From the WRCO-FM newsroom, I'm Adam Hess. Good morning. The man accused of a triple homicide in New Lisbon faces more charges. 47-year-old Virgil Thieu made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court on Thursday. Thieu, already charged with 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and 2 girls, ages 12 and 13, at their New Lisbon home late last year. Representative Todd Novak and Senator Romaine Quinn introduced legislation to permanently fund the Office of School Safety, OSS. OSS is a division of the Wisconsin Department of Justice created by legislation Representative Novak authored in 2018 to keep students safe at school. The OSS has become a critical resource for students, teachers, school administrators, and education communities throughout Wisconsin with the intent to prevent violence in schools. During the 2023-2025 biennium, OSS faced funding issues with the expiration of federal grants. Representative Novak and Senator Quinn worked with Attorney General Josh Call to author a bill to provide funding through the fall of 2025, utilizing funds from concealed carry holder permit fees. The bill was signed into law by Governor Evers. The new proposal ensures that OSS will retain the necessary full-time staffing levels to continue in its success by changing the project positions to permanent positions and funding them through general purpose revenue. This means the office will no longer need to rely on federal grant funding nor short-term supplement funding to operate at its current capacity. The bill is being circulated for co-sponsorship and will be formally introduced in the legislature later in February. Young adults are experiencing elevated levels of mental health problems. Today's college students were in or starting high school when the pandemic pivoted much of their education and social lives to online experiences only. The majority of today's college students report struggling with substantial levels of stress. Emotional stress is the most frequently cited reason for dropping out of college. The newly released fact sheet from the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health, OCMH, provides a number of strategies to bolster college well-being, including school belonging, positive coping skills, mental health screenings, and suicide prevention. OCMH highlights the efforts to foster face-to-face interactions and build social connectedness on campus pay off for student mental health. Director Linda Hall said, when students interact with other peers, engaged in a shared activity, try out a new sport or hobby, join a cause or club that ignites a passion, this allows them to build healthy relationships, develop life skills, and become socially connected. connected. This, in turn, fuels belonging, which is really central to mental health. In response to the record demand for mental health services, Wisconsin colleges and universities offer a host of counseling options, wellness activities, workshops, and tools to help train students to manage their stress with healthy coping skills. These are the very skills that students will need when they finish their academic stints and enter their adult lives. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index fell by 2.3% in January to 102.8. This is the third consecutive month above the 51-year average of 98. The Uncertainty Index rose 14 points to 100, the third highest recorded reading after 2 months of decline. Seasonally adjusted percentages show the net percent of owners expecting the economy to improve fell 5 points from December to a net 47%. 18% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business, down 2 points from December, and matching labor quality as the top issue. The last time it was this low was in November of 2021. According to seasonally adjusted data, the net percent of owners raising average selling prices fell 2 points from December to 22%, 26% planned price hikes in January, down 2 points from December. 35% of all owners reported job openings they could not fill in the current period, unchanged from December, and 20% planned capital outlays in the next 6 months, down 7 points from December. A net 3% of owners reported that their last loan was harder to get than in previous attempts. The last time it was this low was June 2022. A net 0% of owners plan inventory investments in the coming months, down 6 points from December's highest reading since December 2021. Price hikes were the most frequent in the finance, retail, wholesale, and professional services sector. The cold weather is helping cranberry farms prep for the season. Brittany Merlot explains why.
Wisconsin is the number one cranberry producer, growing over 400,000 tons of crop every year. And once the harvest is over, they start flooding the cranberry beds with water and freezing them. And when the beds freeze, it gives the crop a protective layer of ice, which is crucial for it to survive. And when it's finally all ice, it's time to sand the beds. This protects the vines, stimulates root growth and renewal. And if the cranberry vines don't get enough water, they may die and cause issues for the farmers. This can also impact you, especially if you love to eat or use cranberries. So sometimes we have to weather the cold for a good reason. Cranberry season starts mid-September.
News time is 6:37. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast and sports coming up next. One community announcement to pass along to you. E.T. Foods will be closed today.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
The WRCOFM listening area is still under a winter weather advisory that runs through 6 p.m. tonight. That, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Cloudy, a bit warmer, occasional light snow, maybe another 1 to 3 inches today with a high temperature near 30. Tonight, breezy and cool. Scattered light snow showers or flurries with a low near 15. Mostly cloudy and blustery on Sunday. Some light snow showers in the morning, a high of 20. The outlook for Sunday night, partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold, a low of 6 below. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy, very cold, a high temperature just at 6. Monday night into Tuesday, we're looking for a low of 13 below. Dangerous wind chills in the morning. Plenty of sunshine with a high of 8. Tuesday into Wednesday, a low of 7 below. Wednesday, bright but brisk with a high of 12. And Thursday, we warm up, not quite as cold, with a high of 18 degrees.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
This weekend, enjoy 25% off all Bog bags at Courtin Maine. With so many different colors to choose from and two different sizes, they are the perfect bag for beach days, snacks, running errands, or just need the perfect stylish tote. We've got it. Hurry in. This sale ends Saturday, February 15th. We are open from 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 12 on Saturdays at Courtin Maine in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports. During the sports report, we'll have a look back at high school basketball. A lot of games were played last night, despite the weather. We'll have details on that. And we will preview regional Saturday wrestling. Coming up, Bill Twining stops by. This report is brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by the Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and they offer interior design services.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hasp. Well, despite the weather last night, a lot of high school basketball games were played. A lot of them were moved up to an earlier start time, including our featured broadcast of Waseca Steuben at Ithaca.
The Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a win, 67-52 over Waseca Steuben in Ridgeon Valley Conference action. Played at Ithaca on the night. The Bulldogs jumped to a 34-22 halftime lead. The Hornets got it to within 10 early in the third quarter, but Ithaca went up by 22 eventually and wound up winning it by 15 in the end. Very good balanced attack for Coach Aaron Hipsch's team. Devin Eim had 16 to lead the pack. Also 11 for Wes Nelson. 10 points each for Cody Burns and Sammy Clary. 9 for Casey Pomering. 6 points scored by Keegan Jones, 3 for Dante Kleinsaucer, and Ethan Burkram has 2. Leading the way for Waseca Steuben, we need to say congratulations to Cooper Lummis. As a junior, he has gone over 1,000 points in his high school basketball career. He went over that point when he got to point number 13 on the night at Ithaca with a jump shot in the lane. So the game was stopped, and he was congratulated. Lewis with 21, 10 points for Julius Cooley, 8 by Brett Wagner. From there, 5 points for Josh Martin, 4 for Theodore Millen, and 2 each for Francisco Riorda and Nolan Reed Mulliken. The Hornets are 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They make 3 threes. The Bulldogs, 2 of 5 from the line. They make a total of 5 three-pointers. The JV game wound up in a tie at 43. They ended it after the regulation because they wanted to get the varsity game going on a wintry night. The next action for the Bulldog boys coming up on Monday. They will be at Cashton. Waseca Steuben will take on Lancaster at home on Tuesday night. Once again, the varsity final. Ithaca 67, Waseca Steuben 52. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Mee.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys' games from last night. It was Iowa Grant over Prairie du Chien, 71-58. Hillsboro, a big win over Nisida, 59-16. Bangor, 77. Waniwak Center, 53. Royal over Brookwood, 81-30. Westfield survived Portage, 67-64. And the shootout of the night, Sparta, 95. Toma, 93. Some postponed games from last night. Kickapoo versus Seneca will be played February 17th. North Crawford against Weston, no makeup date as of yet. Girls finals, Platteville with a huge win over Richland Center, 79-22 in conference play. It was Riverdale 53, Boscobel 50. Iowa Grant a 50 40 win over Fenimore, a win for Wazika Steuben over Potosi Cassville, 78-58, Argyle Pecatonica 77, Belmont 73, Benton over Judah, 64-55, Westfield 54, Mauston 33, Wisconsin Dells 74-17 over Adams Friendship, Baraboo and Sauk Prairie did battle. Sauk Prairie picked up the 43-36 win. Edgewood 84, Portage 31, Sparta 70, Toma 59. And one postponement from last night, Barneveld versus Highland, no makeup date yet.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
It's Regional Wrestling Saturday throughout the area with a preview of today's coverage. Here's WRCOFM's Bill Twining.
It's Super Regional Wrestling Saturday, and there are three large wrestling tournaments in the area for you to travel safely to and from. The tournaments will each produce two team sectional teams and four individual sectional qualifiers from each weight class to advance to next week's scheduled WIAA wrestling events. WRCO Sports will be on hand at all three Super Regionals today at Mineral Point, at Dodgeville, and at Richland Center. We'll have live coverage from both the Mineral Point and Richland Center Super Regionals and updated reports from Dodgeville High School throughout the day. Area teams such as Hillsboro, Brookwood, Cashton, New Lisbon, Royal Wantiwalk Center, and Westby will be part of the Division III Super Regional at Aquinas High School in La Crosse. Also as part of the Division III Westby Sectional, Mineral Point will be the site of a Super Regional today. Last year, Fenimore and Iowa Grant Highland were the top two teams and advanced to the Team Sectional. That will change this year as Fenimore has been moved into the Division II tournament field. Joining the host pointers today will be Iowa Grant Highland, Riverdale, Ithaca Weston, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, North Crawford Seneca, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, DeSoto, Lancaster, Pecatonica Argyle, River Ridge, Parkview Albany, and Poinette. Mineral Point won last Saturday's All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash, while DeSoto claimed the title at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. Individuals to watch today include returning state champions Cade Rule of Mineral Point and Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, state runner-up Brody Meese of Riverdale, and three-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. The Division III Super Regional today also includes the following wrestlers who won conference titles last weekend: Grant Matthews and Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, Nolan Waldner, Ashton Bennett, and Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimslet and Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca, Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Tyson Imhoff and Gavin Hiderman of Iowa Grant Highland, Trenton Baldwin and Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Lucas Orloff and Aiden Grunenfelder of Peck Argyle, Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, Ashton Meister of Poinette, and Mineral Point's trio of Cade Rule, Memphis Burkhalter, and Liam Carey. Other state qualifiers returning from this D3 regional include Elliot Kite of Mineral Point and three teammates from Iowa Grant Highland who all placed at state 1 year ago, Brock Hinderman, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockop. Fenimore moves into the Dodgeville Division II Super Regional today, where the returning top two teams a year ago were Lodi and Belleville Monticello Nuclearis, or Sugar River. Team sectional qualifier Prairie du Chien also moves into this regional, replacing Lodi, while other teams include River Valley, Belmont Platteville, Darlington Blackhawk, Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Evansville, Broadhead Judah, Monroe, Edgerton, Turner High School of Beloit, and host Dodgeville. Last Saturday, Evansville won the team championship of the Rock Valley Conference meet, led by five individual winners, while Sugar River finished second to Lodi in the Capital Conference and had four individual champions. The Dodgeville Division II Super Regional features returning state champions Shane Rashan of Dodgeville, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, and a pair of two-time state champions in Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. and three-time state titleist Danny Heiser of Evansville. Five other wrestlers who placed at state return, along with eight additional wrestlers who qualified for the state meet. Others to watch today at Dodgeville include recently crowned conference champions Dylan and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien, and Garrett Minder of Monroe. River Valley will have two wrestlers with state tournament experience in Wyatt Knockreiner and Noah Radke, and two more who reached the sectional a year ago, Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle. And the Dodgeville state champions will be bolstered by teammates Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson. Finally, Richland Center High School will host a unique Division II Super Regional today that features 14 wrestling teams from a total of seven different conferences. Leading the way are three teams that won league tournaments last weekend, Mauston Nisida from the South Central Conference, and returning team sectional entrants Lodi from the Capital Conference, and Gail Ettrick Trample Melrose Mindoro from the Cooley Conference. They'll be challenged today by host Richland Center, the only entrant from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, by Portage from the Badger Conference, by Neillsville Greenwood Loyal representing the Clover Belt Conference, by Quad Op Rio Cambria Friesland Fall River Randolph from the Trailsway Conference, also Viroqua Arcadia and Black River Falls from the Cooley, and Wisconsin Dells, Adams Friendship, Wautoma Wild Rose, and Nakusa Port Edwards Wisconsin Rapids Assumption from the South Central. Richland Center will be led by state runner-up and two-time state place winner Ethan Haiti. The Hornets will also have senior Mason Jelenic, junior Ethan Bindle, and freshman Caden Stibbe, all of whom placed in last Saturday's conference clash. Senior Braden Kleppe, who missed the event due to injury, should bolster the lineup today for coach Silas Coleman and Richland Center. No returning state champs in the D2 Richland Center Super Regional today, but a pair of state runners-up will draw plenty of attention, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center and Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida. Colton Koss of Gail Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro placed third at state a year ago, while Braden Dorkhorst of Lodi placed fourth, and both Hayden Gillen of Mauston and Hudson Sebesta Opelt of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal were fifth-place medalists. Action at all three WIAA Super Regionals begins around 10 o'clock this morning. Join WRCO Radio Sports throughout the day for live coverage from Mineral Point and Richland Center and for updated reports from Dodgeville. For Phil Nee, Kirk Layer, Pat Mahoney, and David Wormand, for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
WRCO-FM is proud to announce the winner of the Added Touch Floral Valentine's Day giveaway on the radio. Congratulations to Ellen Dietz of Richland Center.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse, more than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hunters and outdoor enthusiasts, get ready for the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic. It's happening Saturday, February 22nd from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head for a chance to win a gun. Plus, check out exciting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, and a trail camera photo contest. Got sheds? Bring them along. They're welcome, but they won't be scored. Enjoy great food and drinks while swapping stories with fellow hunters. Admission is just $5, and kids 16 and under get in free. Want to get a head start? Pre-register Friday night, February 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. For more details, call 475-4963. Don't miss the Driftless Area Deer Classic Saturday, February 22nd at the Richland Center Community Center.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Uh-oh, are you that guy that forgot Valentine's Day? Don't panic. Added Touch Floral and Gifts has you covered. From gorgeous, fresh flowers to thoughtful gifts, they have everything to make it look like you planned ahead. But hurry, they're only open until noon today. Skip the couch tonight. Stop by Added Touch Floral and Gifts now and save Valentine's Day.
One quick weather-related announcement to remind you of: ET Foods will be closed today. There's been a Joanne Krulot sighting. She'll have your news at 7:45. We're moving to 7 o'clock in ABC News.
I remember back in 83, I was building a new house for the family and decided to burn that old house down. My wife had other plans, you see, to the milk house for a bath when she, and oh, that fire was burning pretty good. A neighbor up the road a ways was working his field and he saw the blaze, ran to his house to call that fire. Running water that you could drink was, yes, you guessed it, in the milk house sink where my wife was bathing, much to her chagrin. The chief and all the firemen met in the milk house where my wife was dripping wet, and a little skimpy towel was laying there on the floor. The bubbles in the bath had lost their luster, and the firemen broke up their filibuster in a private bath, appealed to her no more. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be. Fire spread through the town, and the people came on over from all around, and my wife just had that skimpy towel. A decision must be made to cover north or south, half block distance to get to the house. North was left to greatly be exposed. Now what started out as a simple bath became a community all-out bash. No one will ever forget that day. My recollection is
is quite clear, along with all of the cheese and the beer. My wife walking up the road topless with that sway. She ain't no church lady. She's all a woman can be. She ain't no church lady. Now all the firemen agree. Now all the town folk
listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped in soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what